Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
They are off. Hughes Hall settling straight away into what I'd say is a very nice rhythm. They seem to be very synchronised and move swiftly down the cam. Model M3 are already being caught up by Queen's M3. We've got the tension above there already, I'd say. King's M2 are following Queen's. They seem to be struggling, I'd say. Their cops is absolutely barking orders at them, absolutely laying into them. Sydney Sutton's M2 are hot on their tails, no doubt about that. Whistles already. We've got bikes rolling down the side. There's already a really big gap developing between Sydney Sussex M2 and Clare M3, with who have Emmanuel M3 hot on their tails, no doubt about that. You can probably hear the sound of coxes, whistles, bikes. Just as they reach the end of the first post, we have St Cat's M3. Everything's a lot calmer down this end of the river. There's certainly some action down at the start. Can you see anything, Rahul?
Thanks, Andrew. I've just got Hughes Hall M2 coming around first post corner. They're into the gut, as you were saying, looking quite clean in their straight. Little bit of splash, actually, near the stroke end, but it looks like that's been evened out as they get into the gut proper. They've got Magdalen M3 in behind them. They look like they are struggling to fend off a rising Queen's M3 crew, who look like they've got a lot of space behind them until you hit King's M2, and they look like they're going to be having a little struggle there with Sydney Sussex. But I've now got Q4 M2. They're now approaching Grassy, just looking very comfortable. You know when a crew doesn't look like they're overstretching themselves, but they look like they know what they're doing, and they're comfortable with what they're doing. Andrew, what have you got?
Well, back at the start, we've got LMDC M4. I'd say we have a bump in just a matter of seconds here. We've got whistles everywhere. The cops have conceded. We have a bump between LMDC M4. They have been bumped by St Edmunds M2, and that secures the blades for St Edmunds for blades this year. What can you do, Paul?
So, Rahul, there's going to be a three-way race at the top of this division, actually, because Magdalen M3 are taking a really attacking line through Grassy. They're within a length, then they've got Queens, who are within half a length, a quarter of a length. That one's going to go down Grassy and get a bump. There's overlap behind them, and Sydney have the foul almost on the cog. If they take a good line, they've got the inside line on Kings here. They should be getting a bump from any side. The blade of the foul and hitting the Cox's back end there. Come on, surely they've got to go at some point here. Sydney have taken the perfect line here, and Kings are going to be forced to concede. But the Cox isn't free. Yes, there he goes. Hand up. Cox has conceded just coming out of Grassy. Right at the top of this division, as this one's going to develop into Ditton. It looks like Hughes Hall are actually now facing a bit of a fight against Magdalen. Behind them in the division, it looks like we've had bumps, because I can't see Claire and Emma. So I'm going to call that as a potential bump. Andrew, did you see that at all? Sounds like Andrew might not quite be on the line anymore, but I've got a new crew coming around the corner. It looks like it's Keys. So that's going to be bumped all down this division if it is indeed Keys. So it's between Cat and Person, and also Pembroke and Pitt Hall. As I hear whistles going around Ditton, Daisy, as soon as you see something, do let me know, because it looks like you're going to have a lot of action there as Keys come paddling down here into the gut, and they're going to be approaching.
So, Andrew.
Andrew, what have you got?
I'm going to get some reaction here from the side of St Edmunds M2. They've just secured their blades for this year. How does it feel, boys? Very happy indeed. That's what the bunt is all about. A very happy St Edmunds M2 side. On back to you.
Keys have been caught up by Jesus M4 in the gut. They've just been bumped just before Grassy. They're going to pull over. No danger of them being caught, being forced to clear too quickly, though, because there's nothing behind them. Daisy, what do you have?
So I was just seeing Hughes Hall pull round this corner, but then they were followed by Magdalen M3, who I can just see Queen really catching up on them. Sounds like they have almost got continuous whistles now. I can see overlap, and then there might be a bump as they're going to the long reach. I'm just seeing the row away from now. I think they're very, very close to a bump. I can't quite see the cops conceding as I go around the long reach. I predict there's going to be a bump on that. I'm just a bit too far away to see. Rahul, has there been any development at Grassy?
Okay, fantastic, Daisy. If you could even try and chase that one up, I'm sure you'd be eagerly rewarded by those crews, because I think that's going to be the only action we're going to have in this division, because I'm just seeing a crew row round first post corner. It looks like Jesus M5, so that's going to mean that there was a bump down on first post reach between Selwyn and Queens. I think Andrew's definitely the person to shoot to, because Andrew, I think there's been an awful lot of bumps down
at the
end of the course on first post reach. If you've got
Emmanuel, I can confirm Emmanuel M3 has definitely bumped Claire M3. That certainly happened. They're donning all kinds of foliage all over their necks and heads, so they seem very happy. We also have a bump between St. Cat's and first and third, I believe. St. Cat's also doing the same thing, leaves all over their heads. So they're also very happy. That's all I can see down this end.
Okay, wonderful. Right, Andrew, if you could try and get an interview with Sydney Sussex M2 or Emma M3, two crews that, again, have just earned their blades, do let us know. Once again, final day of bumps, the Saturday of bumps, Jesus M5. They've been right at the bottom of this M4 division every day so far, and they're just taking a nice, slow, easy paddle home. Nothing to chase. Nothing to chase them either, and it's going to be, I'd love to call it a victory lap, but it really doesn't feel like that when you've been rowing over every day thus far.
Right, a little bit messy,
but they do look like they're having fun as they row home, as the last few crews who have bumped and pulled over the line now push out and continue for their row home. Andrew, you've got an interview.
I've got some cats at the river side here. They just secured their bump. Third bump of the week, he said. How's it feel, boys?
Daisy?
So very happy some cats M3. They bumped up on first and third today. That's all I've got down my end.
Lovely, thanks a lot. As Emma comes to the park, they've got a nice big flag behind their cock, so they'll be...
Daisy?
And Daisy, what have you got?
Hi, so I can confirm the bump between Queen's M3 and Morden M3, and I have the Queen's M3 crew here. Can you just give me a bit of reaction on your bump? So congratulations to Queen's M3, really well done there. So we're partway down the long reach, way past it in one bump, but yeah, they pulled over now and they seem static, so well done, guys.
Brilliant, thank you very much, Daisy. Well, in that case, I think I can give you a rundown of a fantastically exciting division here on the river. In fact, a symmetrical division, because right at the top of this division, Hughes Hall M2 have rowed over. Behind them, Magdalen M3 were bumped by Queen's M3. That means Magdalen, for the second length in a row, have earned their spoons. Sydney Sussex M2 bumped up on King's M2. Sydney Sussex there getting their blade, King's M2 getting their spoon. Another blade spoon combo here. Emma M3 bumping up on Claire M3. They're just still there. We called it. Cats have been looking like they might be edging towards us. They indeed caught them today. And Cats bumping first and third M4. Then another blade spoon combo. How regular a sight is this going to be this bump with an Edge M2 bumping up on LMBC M4. Pembroke M3 caught Trinity Hall M3, continuing fantastic form of PCBC throughout this bump. You had Jesus M4 bumping up on Keys M3. You had Selwyn M2 bumping Queen M4, who got their spoon, unfortunately. And right at the bottom of that division, Jesus M4. And that is all, I think, from the river until Daisy can phone through with those confirmed results. Back to you, Sam.
Blench bumps.
Cam FM.